USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An avalanche of reaction from lawmakers and military officials after President Trump abruptly claims in a video that it's time for U.S. military personnel in Syria to come home, saying that we've defeated ISIS there.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria. I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up, and we have won against ISIS.
The president calling for the remaining 2,000 ground troops in Syria to be home as soon as possible. A Senate bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night is now headed to the House. It will extend funding for the government until February 8th. Drone sightings shut down Gatwick Airport in London for hours last night, stranding tens of thousands of holiday travelers at the airport, as well as many who were supposed to be landing there. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Federal Reserve policymakers end a two-day meeting by raising interest rates for the fourth time this year, up another quarter point. Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy remains strong, although he also warned there are some signs of a possible slowdown up the road.
Despite this robust economic backdrop and our expectation for healthy growth, we have seen developments that may signal some softening relative to what we were expecting a few months ago. Growth in other economies around the world has moderated somewhat over the course of 2018, albeit still solid levels.
A new study claims women in media and women in government face online harassment on average of every 30 seconds. Amnesty International, doing the study of hundreds of thousands of tweets that were sent in 2017, they say women of color were 84% more likely to be mentioned in abusive or harassing tweets than white women. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Two U.S. airmen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis after being discharged from the military because of their HIV-positive status. The Washington Post is reporting the lawsuit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Virginia argues that their discharge last month violates federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed. SpaceX and Blue Origin rescheduling their rocket launches for a second time. The two space companies had to abort individual launches back on Tuesday because of a sensor issue and a ground infrastructure problem, respectively. Each launch was then moved to yesterday before they were then canceled again. Blue Origin says it needs more time to explore the issues that detailed, or rather derailed, the earlier attempts. There's no confirmed date for the next try. SpaceX is to give it another go this morning with a launch time of 9 a.m. Eastern now scheduled. And a petition is circulating online for Disney to give up its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata. The Swahili phrase means no problems or no worries. It was popularized in the 1994 movie The Lion King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.